welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications, and we've got a full slate for you today with a coach, a player, and a league alum lined up as guests. We should start first with a mention of the CJHL Prospects game, which took place Tuesday in Mississauga, Ontario, with the West Prospects, under the guidance of Merritt Centennial's head coach Joe Martin, taking a 5-2 decision over the East team. Austin Wong of the Okotoks Oilers in the Alberta Junior Hockey League was the player of the game for the West as he notched 2 goals. Chilliwack's Corey Andonovsky hit the score sheet with a goal, as did Vernon's Josh Prokop, while Langley's Angus Cruikshank and Penticton's Johnny Tyconic had helpers. Congrats to the West Prospects on the win, as they now hold an 8-5 series edge all-time in the Prospects game. Moving now to our first interview segment, we go to the provincial capital, where Victoria Grizzlies play-by-play man Scott Didman tracked down his brother and the team's head coach Craig Didman to discuss the club's recent 11-game win streak and the team aspects that have been leading to so much success.
No, I think that was the longest we've gone without a loss with the Grizzlies anyways, and certainly, in my coaching days, I can't think of something that went that long, and it was great, and, obviously this is a great league, so when you can put something like that up over a two-month period, it's a difficult task, and it felt great at the time.
What was working so well for the team during that time?
You know, the pucks were going in the net. The guys were having a lot of fun, and, it just seemed to be a lot of hard work early in the season, and, things just started to click, and, the system started to really come natural, and there was a lot of offensive opportunities, and, it's just, like I say, it's a great league, so, you got to score goals, and we just seemed to be, coming a little easier at that time.
All right, Zach Rose in goal. Has he been better since he came back from the World Junior A Challenge in your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be given that opportunity and then play at that level of stage, it's only going to give you that experience and that confidence. So, he's come back and, he's a rookie goaltender that now, plays like a veteran. And, he did walk in our league and play very well right away. And, as he's come back now, he's just given himself more confidence in our players as well.
Well, you and I got to play against Paul Kariya back in the late, 80s. Is it that player? Is he the guy you think of mostly when you think of your 16-year-old Alex Newhook playing so effective and dominant in this league already?
Yeah, he's the only one that I can really, similar as far as, place in league and scoring and things like that. Different era, so the different number of points. But certainly, to be, in the top three in scoring and he's the threat every time he's on the ice. And, Paul, when he played, he was the same way. And every time he jumped on the ice, you noticed him. And, and Alex is in that same way. So, that's a good comparison for sure.
All right. Other guys on the team through this run that may be a little underrated, Dane Finson being one of them, and also Ethan, another, both 20-year-olds in this league. How's that effectiveness been for them towards the team overall? And also, have they had any chats with the NCAA at all?
Well, they're both great players for us, and Dane, it's his second year here, and he's been playing big minutes for 2 years now, power play, PK, and he's certainly been a part of a lot of wins, and we've had a lot of wins with him in the lineup, and him as a leader. So schools are talking. He has some some different surfing through, and there's lots of teams watching, and he's arguably one of the best defensemen on the ice every night, so he should get an opportunity soon. And of course Easton, another, is he's a bit of a wild card in the fact that he came from Ontario this year, first year at junior A hockey, but as the league's gone on, he's started to put the puck in more efficiently and was a huge part of that 12 game run we had. And he's slowly becoming a premier player, and he is playing with Newhook, and a guy like that can play with talented players and help make them better. So he's a very good complimentary player, and I hope that he can find an opportunity too.
All right, Craig, last question for it. What have you learned, as well as what do you think your team has learned through that incredible run?
Well, I think it's hard work and it's commitment to the game, and it's 24/7 of looking after yourself as an athlete, and being dedicated to your goals. And I think we're at that stage as a hockey club, and now we have to maintain that. And it's not easy. It's not easy to be so committed at this age. But certainly these guys have big goals, and in order to fulfill those, it takes something special.
Thank you to Scott Didman in Victoria for that interview with Grizzlies bench boss Craig Didman. A quick look back now at the BCHL Player of the Week, and this time it's Penticton V's defenseman Johnny Tychonic, who we mentioned earlier in the show. Tychonic had 3 goals and 4 assists from the blue line in helping the V's to 3 wins last week. The 6-foot, 175-pound defenseman scored an overtime winner along the way and earned 2 first stars for his work. Now we hear from another high-scoring BCHL defenseman as we had a chance to speak to the Wenatchee Wild's Cooper Zeck. The Michigan native leads all BCHL defensemen with 11 goals and 42 assists for 53 points in 45 games this season. Big numbers from the back end for sure, as he sits 7th overall in league scoring. It's been going especially well of late for Zeck, as he has had multiple points in 6 straight games. We started out asking if he recalls a string of games this good in his career.
I wouldn't say quite like this. I'm hoping I can keep this one going, but I've had some luck this year, some good bounces, and teammates finishing off some plays I've made, and been adding up all year, but I'm on a streak right now that I'm trying to keep going.
Yeah, it's been pretty impressive to see, and you were close in the running for the Player of the Week this week, and that's why I wanted to catch up with you. Have you always been a guy that's been offensive from the blue line like you are this year?
Yeah, I'd say so. This league definitely helps out in being able to get up the rush and always having a guy covering for you. We have a good system on our team here.
Who's been your defensive partner most of the year, and what's been complementing so well between the two of you?
Zach Lambos. He's a defensive defenseman, and he can get up in the rush too, and we've just been having a lot of chemistry lately. We're He gets it to me, I move it up. I get it to him, he moves it up, and we're on the power play together too. And we've just been connecting.
It's your first year in the BC Hockey League, and you mentioned a bit ago, you know, the league helps with the offensive totals, at least in your opinion. What is it? I mean, it's your first year in the league. What is it about the BCHL that promotes scoring in comparison to maybe leagues you've played in the past?
More skilled league than past leagues I've played in. I think it's about as fast as the USHL, about the same skill, but comparing it to the NA, it's not as physical nearly, but it's definitely more scoring. Like, the games are 5-4 here, where in the NA they're 2-1 every night. It's a lot more defensive there.
Yeah, and you know, as I said, it's your first year in the league, and you're putting up some pretty impressive point totals. Imagine you're getting a fair bit of power play time and the like. I mean, how much fun is it right now to show up at the rink and get after it?
No, it's awesome. The guys here are unbelievable. It's a fun place to play hockey for sure.
Talking with Cooper Zeck from the Wenatchee Wild. And Cooper, I know you're committed to Ferris State for next year, and you grew up in the state of Michigan. Were you always a Ferris State fan growing up, or were you kind of gravitating more to some of the larger programs?
No, well, honestly, I was a Michigan fan growing up, but they talked to me last year and came out on a visit, and I just fell in love with it. It's a small town like where I grew up, and it's just definitely complements my game the way they play, and it's going to be a good fit, I hope.
What can you tell us about the program or campus? I don't know if you've had a chance to visit, but you know, what was it that stuck out to you about Ferris?
Definitely the student section. It's awesome playing in front of your peers, and they've had a good team in the past years. They're struggling a little bit this year, but they're, I'm sure, going to figure it out and make sure at the end they always do. And it was just a good fit. I mean, right place, right time, and yeah, I'm very excited.
I just wanted to talk to you again. It's your first year in the league and still kind of finding your way a little bit, though obviously you're having a lot of success. Who is it that you've enjoyed battling the most on the ice as an opponent or as an opposing team? Who do you think maybe has the biggest rivalry with Wenatchee this season, and maybe a player or two you could name that you've enjoyed battling against on the ice?
Team is definitely Penticton. We've had a lot of good games with them. We've had the upper hand. I think the series is 4-1 of them, but they're always one goal games. It comes right down to it. That's a fun team to play. They've also got some D on that team that are Johnny Tychonic's a very good D. We played a similar style, and it's fun kind of going up against him, and I'm always thinking, like, he's going to get drafted pretty high this year, and I want to see how I can compete against him. He's a couple years younger, but he's a very good hockey player I like to play against.
That was Wenatchee Wild defenseman Cooper Zek. Moving now to our alumni spotlight, and this week it's a chat with former Cowichan Capitals and West Kelowna Warriors standout David Pope. The Detroit Red Wings draft pick is now a senior at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and is far and away the team's leading scorer this season. The BCHL seems just a short time ago for Pope as we started out discussing how time flies when you're playing college hockey.
Yeah, definitely. I still remember my first day freshman year like it was yesterday. Even going back a little bit further, I still remember my first junior game in BC, so it's definitely flown by.
What's the hockey culture like in town there in Omaha? I know hockey's been in Omaha for a long time, and there's a USHL team there and some minor hockey teams and whatnot. But on campus, is there a real passion for the men's hockey team?
Yeah, definitely. We have a great student section. I think it's only gotten better since I've been here. And our fan support is great as well. Definitely when I first came down, obviously coming from Canada, where it's hockey, everything, it was a little bit of a culture shock, definitely with the Huskers being 40 minutes away. But we definitely have great fan support, and hockey is a big deal here at UNO.
And when, in conference there, just looking at the map, you guys are right in the smack dab in the middle of the United States, and there's teams around you and in Denver and Minnesota and Ohio and Michigan and whatnot. Who's kind of the biggest rival for your team?
I'd say, honestly, there isn't really one rival. I think everybody in our conference is, we kind of have our own rivalries with them. But, teams like North Dakota and Denver and St. Cloud, they're all great teams, and it's easy to get up for those games.
Now, recently, you were part of a pretty wild game. I think it was an 11-7 final, and I think you had 5 points in it. I don't recall seeing too many games get into double digits in college hockey the last couple of years. Maybe you can just sort of relive that game for us and what it was like from your perspective.
Yeah, it was a really strange game, that's for sure. Not too often do you see anybody hit double digits, let alone, 11-7 game. It kind of felt almost like a weird dream, but definitely a lot of offense in that game, and it was one to remember.
We're talking with David Pope at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. David, you're drafted by the Detroit Red Wings coming out of the BC Hockey League. I guess you played one more season here before you left for school, but I think you've been to a few of their development camps now. What were some of the takeaways from that, or some of the highlights from being around some of the other Red Wings prospects?
There's a lot of good players that go to those camps, obviously, so just being around, good competition in the middle of summer is good. I think one of the main takeaways that I got was from the staff, just kind of preaching how you have to take every day like a pro, and you got to get better every day. And those are things I take with me back to college, and I try to do every day.
You've been a productive player pretty much since your freshman season for the Mavericks there, but I think you're on pace to, and you may have already set new records personally for points in a season, even though we're still just in January. So what do you think you're maybe a lot better at now than you were as a freshman? Is it just processing the game? Is there something technically with skating or your shot? What is it you think you've improved the most since being in the NCAA?
I think skating is definitely the biggest thing I've improved on. I think this past summer I made a big jump in that area. I've always been able to shoot the puck and think the game well, but I think when your skating gets better, you get the puck a little bit more, and you have more opportunity to use those skills. So I think that's definitely the biggest jump I've had.
Like we talked about off the start, you're in your senior year. What are your plans for, obviously you want the season to go as long as it can, but, when it does come to the off season and thinking about your future, what are your thoughts and plans that way?
Well, I definitely want to play, make a career out of playing hockey professionally. Going forward, obviously, I'm drafted by Detroit, so I'd like to, sign at the end of the year and get things rolling there, and hopefully have a long, successful pro career.
All right, and just in the short term here, you got, I think, another conference weekend coming up this weekend. Who are you playing, and what's the challenge for you guys going into the coming weekend here?
We got Western.
season. They're a very physical team, very structured, tough to play against down low. So they swept us early this year when we were on the road, so we'll definitely be looking for some revenge this weekend.
That's David Pope talking to us this week from the University of Nebraska, Omaha. And that will do it for the podcast this week. For all the latest news and notes from the BCHL, hit the league website at bchl.ca. Follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live or on Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.